This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're making homemade bacon. In his Peters Creek home, Eric Johnson is prepping a massive amount of pork to make some of his signature bacon. This man is no stranger to meat.
Growing up, my grandparents, who lived in North Dakota, made Polish sausage every year. And so from the time I was about 6 years old, I was pretty comfortable making different meat products.
In addition to bacon, Johnson makes sausage and jerky, both with wild game and store-bought meat. Right now, he's working with two massive pork shoulders, which he says will take about 8 days to turn into delicious bacon.
And this one's a boneless shoulder that, like I said, I got from Costco.
How much money do you, I mean, do you break even or do you save a lot of money making this homemade bacon?
That's a good question. I bought two packages of pork shoulder, so a total of about 30 pounds of bacon. And it's going to cost me about $60, maybe $70 when you include the salt and the sugar. So all said and done, that's pretty cheap bacon. That's $2.50 or $3 a pound tops.
Johnson carefully weighs out the spices for his maple and brown sugar rub, while his dog Rhubarb stares longingly and licks her lips.
Rhubarb is a bacon and anything else that falls on the floor dog.
The recipe is simple. One part brown sugar, one part salt, and one part maple syrup.
I get the real stuff. I don't get any of the sketchy breakfast syrup that has heaven knows what in it.
After the mixture is finished, Johnson puts each shoulder in a gallon-sized Ziploc bag. He massages the ingredients in with force, almost like he's kneading bread dough. Can it take a beating pretty well? You're not going to pulverize it?
No, if anything, only more tender.
Next, the meat sits in the fridge sealed for 1 week. After that comes the interesting part. The meat is taken out of its bag and left uncovered in the fridge for a whole day.
And what that does is it creates a pellet, what's called a pellicle, on the meat. And it's a shiny, almost sticky layer of proteins that form on the meat when it's left in the exposed air. And that pellicle is what's actually going to absorb the smoke flavor.
Johnson says the smoking process can either be done in a smoker or in a standard grill on low heat with wood chips. But neither of us are patient enough to wait a week, so Johnson tosses a couple of already finished bacon strips on the skillet. This doesn't look like your typical store-bought bacon. Johnson says that's because he doesn't use nitrites, a preservative commonly used to prevent bacteria from gathering in the meat. He says this practice isn't for everybody, but for him, it's a risk he's willing to take.
It's largely up to you whether you decide to use nitrites or not, realizing that if you choose not to, food handling and food safety is of paramount importance to make sure that you don't end up with any sort of nasty foodborne infection. This cottage bacon will taste somewhere in between bacon, ham, and pork chops, and it'll cook white just like a regular piece of pork would.
All right, enough talk. It's time to see if this bacon tastes as good as it smells.
Well, that's really good.
Yum.
The bacon is thick, smoky, and has a nice sweet finish to it. And while Johnson is pleased with the recipe, like a true bacon enthusiast, he's already thinking of ways to improve it. Right now, he's got his sights set on some birch trees that he'll be tapping this year.
And if all goes well, it's possible that next year I'll be making, instead of maple and brown sugar bacon, birch syrup and brown sugar bacon. That would be the pinnacle of achievement for me.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out our website, alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.